Morning, everyone.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
And let's pray again before we get the message.
做个祷告。
Heavenly Father, again we come before you. Help us meditate on your word.
帮助我们能够在你的面前默想你的话语。
And use your word, Lord, to shape our hearts and our minds to become more your people.
用你话语的真理。更新改变我们的生命，使我们变为更加像你的儿女。
Give us the mind to understand.
赐给我们心智和能力，让我们能够明白你的真理。
And give us the heart to do your will.
也赐给我们那样的心愿，能够愿意去行你所你给我们的旨意。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样求是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Let me start with a question.
我想开始的时候，好不好问一个问题？
How can we tell if a believer is mature?
一位信徒是不是成熟？我们怎样能够看出来呢？
Are you mature if you give a large offering?
是不是说你若奉献的金钱的数量很大，就表明你成熟呢？
Are you more mature than others if you know the Bible more?
是不是若是你的圣经知识更多，是不是表明你成熟呢？
How about the number of years you've been a believer?
是不是说你信主的这个年数越多，是不是也表明你成熟？
Are you a mature believer if all your children walk in the faith?
是不是说你的孩子们在信主的路上走得非常的平稳，就表明你成熟？
So let me read the passage from Galatians 5.
我们来看今天的这段经文，《加拉太书》五章十六到二十六节。
Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh.
我说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
Now the works of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
Idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端。
Envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, I'm warning you as I warned you before. Those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
And those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, competing against one another, envying one another.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
According to this passage, the life in the Spirit determines the maturity of the believer.
根据这段经文的教导，一个信徒的成熟的程度是取决于他在圣灵里面的生命。
If we live according to the flesh, we are immature.
如果我们是放纵肉体的情欲，你就是不成熟。
If we live according to the Spirit, we are mature.
但若是我们被圣灵引导，我们就是成熟的。
And that much is clear.
这些教导呢是很清楚的。
And our maturity as Christians is inseparable from our emotional life.
所以作为基督徒，我们灵命的成熟的程度和我们的情感生活是不可分割的。
I think you loaded older version. Can you reload? Because this is... Anyways, as they're working on it, the key idea for today is this. We must renew our minds by the truth of God.
今天我们这个信息的重点呢，就是说我们必须要用神的真理来更新我们的心意。
And according to the passage we read, we see two lists.
刚才我们读的这个经文里面呢，有列出了两类的事情。
One list is one list lists all the vices.
那第一个列出来的是一些恶行，就是罪恶。
The other one lists all the virtues.
第二类呢是美德。
And if you think about it, words like enmity, jealousy, anger, and envy are about our emotional life.
第一个列出来的一些，比方说记恨、争竞、恼怒和嫉妒，这些都是和我们的情感是有关联的。
And that is also the case with words like love, peace, joy, and gentleness.
相反，仁爱、喜乐、和平，还有温柔，这些也和我们的情感相关。
So let me focus on two opposed emotions, love and hate.
让我们呢具体的来看，就两个，一个就是仁爱和与此相对的记恨或者是恼怒。
And you all remember that Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.And with all your mind.
我们都知道主耶稣教导我们说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
He also said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself."
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
Is love an action or an emotional state?
那么这个爱，它是一种行为呢，还是一种情感状态呢？
Jesus didn't tell us to do loving things for God.
在这一节经文里面，主耶稣所告诉我们的还不是说你要向神做出一些带有爱心的行为。
If love is doing loving things, the Pharisees did a lot of loving things by keeping the law.
如果爱只是一些行为的话呢，那么就连法利赛人也做出过很多所谓的爱的行为。
But We don't say they loved God or the Lord.
他们虽然谨守所有的律法，可是呢，他们对主却没有爱。
Love is an emotion that we must have for God and for others.
爱呢，是我们向神、向人必须要有的一种情感的状态。
And logically, if we do have love, we will do loving things.
那从逻辑上来讲，若是我们有这样的爱心的话呢？它自然会在你的行为上表现出来。
And the other one, hate, is mentioned in Ephesians 4:26 and 27. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
与此相反，这个恼怒，在以弗所书4:26有这样的教导说：生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
God knows.That we will get angry.
神对我们是很清了解的，是很清楚的。他知道我们会生气。
Jesus got angry.
就连主耶稣自己也曾经发过怒。
But the command is not to let the sun go down on our anger.
但是这里的对我们的这个教导和命令呢，是不可含怒到日落。
That means God expects us to control our emotions.
这表明神期待我们能够控制我们自己的情绪、情感。
So we must renew our minds by the truth of God.
所以我们必须用神的真理来更新我们的心意。
So let's talk about emotion.
好吧，今天我们讲一讲我们的情绪和情感的问题。
Where do our emotions come from?
我们的这些情感，它的来源是哪里呢？
There are two types of theories on emotion.
有两种解释情感的理论。
Non-cognitive types and cognitive types.
一种是和认知有关，另外一个是和认知无关的。
According to non-cognitive types, our emotions are physiological.
非认知类的这个理论解释是说，我们的情感是属于我们生理的层面上的。
According to non-cognitive theories, emotions have nothing to do with our thoughts or beliefs.
非认知类理论认为我们的情感和我们的思想是毫无关系的。
Emotions are simply the names that we give to our physical sensations.
情感呢，只是我们生理感觉一种感觉，我们只是给它冠以不同的名词而已。
But we need to ask a question.
可是呢，这里有一个问题，我们需要思考。
If emotions are simply names of our physical sensations, can we make a moral judgment on our emotion?
如果我们的情感只是我们生理反应的另外一种名称的话，那么我们还能够对我们的情感进行道德层面的这个判断吗？
If emotions are names of our physical sensations, can we call them fruit of the spirit?
如果情感只是我们生理的一些反应，我们怎么还能把它们称为是圣灵的果子呢？
But if we think about it,We do make moral judgment on our emotional condition.
但是我们想一想就知道了，我们确实会对我们的一些情感进行道德上的裁判。
For example, Galatians 5:20 mentions jealousy and anger as the works of the flesh.
所以，因为呢，刚才我们读到的加拉太书的这一段里面，把这个嫉恨、争竞、恼怒，把它们列为是情欲的事情。
So God makes moral judgment on emotions like anger, hate, jealousy, envy.
所以显然对于这些的情欲的事，神已经下了道德层面的判决。
So the biblical view is a cognitive theory of emotions.
可是圣经的观点呢，是认为我们的情感是来自于我们的认知。
A cognitive theory of emotion makes thought, appraisal, and our belief central elements in our emotions.
认知论理论呢，认为我们的情感的来源来自于我们的思想、我们的判断和我们的信仰。
Now, this is time for you to use your imagination.
所以在这个时候呢，我们可以发挥一下自己的想象力。
Have you ever been on a roller coaster?
我不知道你是不是曾经坐过一个过山车。
Raise your hand if you have been.
要是坐过的话，举一下手。
Okay, wow, many people.
呀，好多人都坐过那个过山车啊。
So imagine yourself, you're sitting in a roller coaster, and it's going up the whatever it's called. It's slowly going up.
所以你想象一下，你坐在那上面，现在它正在慢慢的往上升。
And what do you feel?
这个时候你的情你的是什么感觉
You feel your heart is start beating faster and faster.
你的心脏是不是跳动变得越来越快
And the moment it drops.
然后你上了顶上从顶上往下落的那一刻
You will probably do all kinds of things.
你可能心里面你的身体里面可能有各种各样的情感都存在
When it drops, you probably feel...Fear,
它往下跌落的时候呢，你可能一个感觉是害怕
，or excitement。
但有些人可能反而觉得很兴奋。
Why do some people feel fear while others feel excitement when the roller coaster starts going down fast?
同样都是往下落，那为什么有些人感到害怕，另外一些人却感到兴奋呢？
I felt fear when it dropped.
至于我自己往下落的时候，我的感觉是害怕。
Because I've seen so many pictures of people hanging upside down when the roller coaster stopped. There you go.
我呢本人呢就是在往下从那个顶上往下落的那一刻呢 我脑海当中出现了一幅图画，就是好多人呢他转到最顶上的时候突然就头朝下给悬在那儿不动了。
So my thought is something's gonna go wrong and I'm gonna die.
我当时的感觉是这个系统肯定是出了故障，我肯定是要死了。
And other people don't have any fear.
有些人呢 对这个根本就没有任何的恐惧感。
They enjoy the speed and turning and twisting and they are excited.
那样的快速的旋转来回的转动对他们来说反而是一种刺激。
That's an illustration that what we think about certain things will condition how we feel about it.
这就告诉我们说我们有着什么样的条件反射，对此呢你会有不同的情感上的反应。
That's why God commands us to control our emotional life.
所以神命令我们要控制，要掌握把握我们的情感的这个状态。
And it is no wonder that self-control is mentioned as one of the elements in the fruit of the Spirit.
所以呢圣灵所结的果子里面有一条叫节制，就毫不奇怪了。
So having control over our emotions is a sign of maturity.
要能够管掌就是能够控制我们的情绪，这一点呢是我们灵命成熟的一种表现。
Well, thank you for getting the slides up.
谢谢你把这个照片放上面。
So we must renew our minds by the truth of God.
所以我们必须靠神的真理更新自己的心意。
So how can we become mature and learn to control our emotions?
我们怎样更加成熟控制我们的情绪呢？
As we mentioned, according to a cognitive theory of emotion, our emotions come from our thoughts, appraisal or evaluation, and belief.
刚才我们认知论理论告诉我们，我们的情感的来源是我们的思想，也就是认知。还有我们的判断，包括我们的信仰。
And if we use one word to describe all of that, we can use this word mind.
这三种因素，你若是用一个字来描述它呢，就是我们的心意。
So Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect."
罗马书十二章二节教导我们不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
This verse does not say how we can renew our minds.
经文没有告诉我们怎样去更新你的心意。
This is how we do it.
方法是这样的。
Let love be genuine, hate what is evil.Hold fast to what is good.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
Love can be ingenuine.
爱有时候可能是虚假的。
There can be false love.
有些时候呢，有些人的爱，可能是假的。
And people can literally love what is evil.
另外呢，有些人。甚至可能会去爱邪恶的东西。
And people can really hold on to what is bad.
人呢，有可能会去紧紧抓住那个恶不放。
So what does it mean to hold fast to what is good?
所以这里说的善要亲近是什么意思呢？
It means that we hold on to the truth.About God, about ourselves, about Christ, about our salvation, about the world, and the list can go on.
就是我们要紧紧抓住神，关于我们，关于他自己，关于罪，关于救恩，关于世界，关于别人，等等等等，这些方面的真理要紧紧地抓住不放。
Let me give you another illustration.
再举个例子。
You're coming over the 205 bridge.
比方说你在我们这个205高速上开车。
And I know you're all good drivers.
我知道在座都是很好的这个司机哈。
You never speed.
你可能从来不超速。
Those of you who laughed, I know you speed up.
那些笑的人可能是你们超过速。
But as you're coming over the 205 bridge, you see somebody driving really fast and cut you off and just drives off.
如果你在上面开车，另外来了一个司机，一下子开到你的车的前面，然后又加速跑掉。
What do you feel?
那个时候你会有什么样的情绪反应呢？
You're angry.
你是很生气。
But here's two scenarios.
但是呢，这里有两种可以不同的情形。
This driver is a young guy with a craze for speed without any concern for the safety of other drivers.
一种可能的情形是，可能这是个年轻人，开车疯狂，对别人呢一点都没有考虑。
If that's what you thought or believed about this guy, you're right to be angry.
如果这是你认为那个人这样开车的原因所在的话，那么你对他生气是有理由的。
But what if your thought is that, oh, this driver is in an emergency situation and he has to get to the hospital as fast as he can.
但是如果你对这个情形的看法是，哦，这个人现在是在一个紧急的状态之中，他必须要尽快开到医院才行，这个时候你的反应就会不一样了。
Then your emotion is more of a compassion.
你会可能会比较同情这一位开车的人。
So what we think or believe about certain things will determine our emotions.
所以你对一件事情的认知，你是怎么认识的，这会影响你的情感反应。
So we must renew our minds by the truth of God.
所以我们务必靠神的真理更新我们的心意。
So let me conclude by asking a few questions.
最后呢，我想问我们几个问题。
What are some truths that you have to change in your mind about God?
对于神的认知，你心里面对神的认知有哪些看法你需要改变？
What is the truth we have to hold about ourselves?
关于我们有哪些真理你需要紧紧地抓住抓牢不放？
How about the truth about our family members?
对我们家里的人你应当有什么样的正确的真理的看法？
How about the truth about the world?
再就是关于世界世人方面的神的真理。
And what is the truth about non-believers in the world?
关于那些不信主的人，你对他应该有什么样的真理？
And you can create a lot more list of things that we need to think about.
你可以列出很多很多方面的一些事情的真理，我们需要好好的思考。
There's one phenomenon that we all observe these days that highlights the importance of truth, and that's conspiracy theory.
现在呢，有社会上有一种现象，告诉我们我们需要更加紧紧抓住神的真理，就是现在这个世界上有很多的阴谋论。
You know, some people genuinely believe that the earth is flat.
有些人真的相信地球是平，是个平面。
And physicists demonstrated that earth cannot be flat.
物理学者呢已经证明地球不可能是一个平面。
But with all the convictions of their hearts, they believe, these flat earth people, they believe the earth is flat.
但是这个地球平面论者还是坚持认为地球就是个平的。
So are we holding on to some conspiracy theories about many things, or are we holding on to the truth of God?
所以对很多事情，我们是相信那些阴谋论呢，还是去相信神所赐给我们的真理呢？
God commands us to control our emotions.
神命令我们要控制我们的情绪。
And we must renew our minds by the truth of God.
我们也要靠神的真理来更新我们的心意。
Let me pray.
好吧，我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父，感谢你靠着你的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们你的救恩。
And in our confession, Lord, we acknowledged the truth about your love, but also the truth about ourselves as sinners.
我们来到你的面前，承认你爱我们的真理，同时也认罪，来承认我们是一些犯罪得罪你的人。
But we also acknowledge that our minds are still filled with things of this world.
我们同时也承认我们的心意当中有很多来自于这个世俗世界的想法。
Even as we say we love God, we love Christ, we know that we still love the things in this world.
我们口中说我们爱神，我们爱基督，但同时我们心中也在爱这个世界。
Even as we say we know the truth of God's word, we also acknowledge that there are many false things that we hold in our minds.
我们虽然口称我们明白神话语的真理，但同时我们还有很多这个来自于这个世界上的错误的虚假的东西。
So Lord, we ask for your grace that you would reveal the truth of our hearts and our minds as we come to your word again and again.
我们求你以恩典对待我们，让我们来到你的面前的时候，用你的真理不断地教导我们。
Give us the courage to see the truth.
赐给我们勇气，让我们能够面对，看到真理是什么。
Give us the minds to understand the truth.
打开我们的心意，使我们能够理解明白真理。
And even as it is painful for us to change our minds, continue to empower us to change our minds.
虽然更新心意可能有时候很痛苦，但是求神赐给我们能力来改变我们的心意。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们求这些是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.